This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced two cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. On Friday, YKHC announced an individual currently in a YK Delta village tested positive for the virus. The person is not a Delta resident and was tested in Anchorage, but was not informed of the positive result until after they traveled to the village. YKHC said this case was highly likely to be travel-related and the risk of exposure within the community is low. On Saturday, a Bethel resident tested positive for COVID-19 at the Bethel airport. That person is self-isolating and all close contacts have been identified. This marks 36 cases of COVID-19 that YKHC has announced. Continuing in COVID-19, the Lower Yukon community of Mountain Village is shutting its doors to nearby non-residents unless they have permission from the tribe or city. Here's City Manager Michelle Peterson.
We're just kindly asking that people that are able to come in through road or river to not... that all the residents that are still out of town to be tested before they return. And the district office has a safety plan for the returning teachers on how they're going to mitigate the COVID spread.
Any returning residents from out of the region need to take a coronavirus test and quarantine for 14 days once they arrive in Mountain Village. Next, in education. With the start of the school year rapidly approaching, what will school look like here? The answers are changing as guidelines from the state change and the pandemic spikes in Alaska. The Lower Kuskokwim School District will be operating at a middle risk level. Dr. Ellen Hodges with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation says the reason is that there are very few resources in the region to cope with an infection in the schools area-wide, especially in the smaller villages.
It's our belief during a global pandemic in an area such as ours with poor resources for transportation and minimal resources for health that there's really no low-risk criteria that could require schools to open at low risk. We have limited medical resources, et cetera, so medium risk is the recommendation we would make for this.
That means all students will not be attending school at the same time for a full day as they have in the past. Instead, each grade will be divided in half, and each group of students would alternate their half day in classrooms, with the rest of the school day spent learning remotely. To make that possible in communities and homes without internet, the district has been working with GCI and is confident that they will have an intranet in place to hook up students who don't have internet services to access online education services. District Superintendent Kimberly Hankins says a plan is to hook every student household up before the school year starts.
So there'll be a server in each community and then a device in each community that directs traffic to that server from student or teacher housing. So if you're a village resident, what this will require is that you have both a router and an antenna. And then there is a $5 a month fee. So the district will be paying for the equipment and for the monthly fee for the duration of the school year. If you're a Bethel resident, what it requires is that you have a modem in your home. Again, if you don't have one already, the district will be providing those. If you already have internet service, you're ready to go.
The district says the use of their intranet system will not impact parents' existing internet bills or service. What will happen if one of the students or teachers end up with COVID? Those are among the tough questions the district and YKHC are working on. Dr. Hodges said things could get tougher, especially if there's community spread of COVID in a village or Bethel.
We would think that the occurrence of community spread in any one of our towns would elevate our current medium risk to high risk. I believe that's why Anchorage School District elevated their risk to high risk.
If LKSD had community spread of COVID anywhere, the district would have to close schools and conduct all classes online, just as the Anchorage School District is doing this year. There was one village that was thought to have community spread earlier this year, but Dr. Hodges says that risk has passed. She also recommends that everyone not travel if they can avoid it this school year.
This is not the year to take the fancy vacations. This is the year to kind of hunker down and try to keep our staff and our students and our elders and our communities safe.
To keep parents up to date on what school will look like this year, KYUK will be speaking with LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins every Friday morning during August as the district finalizes plans and systems to operate schools and safely teach the district's students during the pandemic. Continuing in education. With the beginning of the school year around the corner, the Bethel 4-H program is still working to put in place its after-school programs. The problem is how to do it safely to protect students and staff from the coronavirus. Kelly Johnson is the assistant director of the Bethel 4-H program, which operates under the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She says normally the after-school program has 50 kids enrolled in it, from kindergartners to sixth graders, meeting from about 3 to 6 p.m. daily. but that does not look possible this year.
Right now, everything is just up in the air. But honestly, not sure what it's going to look like. It's tough. Yeah, all we can do is kind of work with what we have right now. And we want to make sure that we're responding to the needs of our families, basically.
Johnson feels confident that 4-H can continue to provide some programs this school year. As STEM kits to distribute to kids, one idea is for the kids to meet outside in regular cohorts of 10 to 15 students to discuss the kits and also meet in online Zoom sessions 3 times a week. Whether the organization can hold large club meetings and sponsor sporting events and other programs, as it has in the past, is still being worked out. Johnson says a meal distribution program will continue through the fall. Parents can pick up a week's worth of meals for their children between 4 to 6 p.m. on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Families do not have to be signed up with 4-H to participate. And finally, an annual 3-day economic development work session that's usually held in Bethel is the latest gathering to move online. It's called the Yukon-Kuskokwim Comprehensive Economic Development Work Session, and people from around the state gather to talk about the best economic strategies for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The region is among the poorest in the nation, and finding ways to boost the local economy in small, tight-knit villages is a challenge, but it's one that community members are prepared to tackle. The meeting will be held online August 12th through the 14th. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org, and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.